Yes, please.
Yeah.
All right. Once you've got your stuff, please come into child pose. We'll start there. Make sure your child pose is comfortable. If it's not, please just choose a different position that you feel is comfortable for your body. I want you to be able to breathe and to be still. So whatever pose is going to help you do those two things is perfectly fine with me. Once you're in your child pose, I want you to become aware of the space of awareness. The entire practice today will take place within this space. If you pay attention now with your eyes closed, you might become aware that even though your eyes are closed, you're still actually seeing something. It might be described as a blank space or a black space or empty space. You might notice that it actually is quite vibrant and alive. You might notice a sort of silvery quality to the darkness. Then I'll invite you to notice that my breath is actually occurring within this space, along with any other sounds that you hear, like the music. The space has no boundary. It can extend infinitely in any direction. It encompasses everything. See if you can notice a distinction between yourself, the one who is seeing the space, and the space itself. You might notice that there is no distinction or boundary. The one who is seeing the space is one with the space. Notice that the sensation of your body, every thought, every emotion, every image in the mind is also contained within the space. Bring awareness now to your breath and notice that it too occurs within the space of awareness. Begin now to deepen your breathing using the Ujjayi technique, or Dirgha technique rather. Inhale first into the belly and then the ribs and then the upper chest in that order. As you exhale, reverse this. Pull in the upper chest, the ribs, and then the belly. Create a very deep, full inhalation, exhalation without any sense of strain. After establishing the dirgha, begin Ujjayi, the ocean-sounding breath. At the back of the throat, creating a sound on both the inhalation and the exhalation. Like you're fogging a mirror, but with your mouth closed. Breathing in and out through the nose. Notice that this sound too, the Ujjayi sound, is taking place within the space of awareness. With the next inhalation, let's come up into tabletop position, hands under shoulders and knees under hips. As you exhale, tuck the tailbone round the back and bring the crown of the head down to the earth. As you inhale, lift the tailbone, drop the belly, and bring the crown of the head up toward the ceiling. With the eyes closed, moving back and forth, bringing in movement to coordinate with the breath. As you move, the body, of course, generates sensations. And with your eyes closed and with your attention on that space of awareness, I'll invite you to notice that the sensations of the body are occurring within the space of awareness, not the other way around. We tend to think that awareness is inside of our head and that our head is inside of our body. But if we close our eyes and we pay attention to what our experience actually is, we notice that the body, the whole experience of the body, in fact, this whole class is contained within the space of awareness. You are that space. Come back to a neutral spine. We'll tuck the toes, lift the hips, and come up and back into downward facing dog. In downward dog, shift your attention down to the toes, ankles, knees, and hips. By bending one knee at a time and pressing the opposite heel to the ground, stretch out the toes, ankles, knees, hips, and the muscles in the legs. Take your time, but when you're finished, come into the full expression of downward facing dog. I like to see that fingers have been spread wide, palms are flat, and chest actively draws back toward the toes, opening up the upper chest and allowing an even deeper breath into this area using the dirgha technique. The next exhale, walk your feet up toward your hands. And as you inhale, gradually roll up to standing in Tadasana, mountain pose. We'll stack ears, shoulders, hips, knees, and heels. Bringing the feet to touch. Inhale, arms up overhead. Reach across, grab the opposite wrist with your right hand. Grab the left wrist with your right hand. And as you exhale, send the hips to the left as you pull your arms to the right. You should begin to feel a stretch along the left side of your body. See if you can extend that stretch up toward the wrist and down to the ankle. So the whole left side stretches. As you inhale, return through center position, reverse the wrists, and exhale to the opposite side. Again, feel the sensation in real time to verify for yourself that the pose is actually getting into the target area. Inhale, return to center, and either join palms overhead or release them to your low back for a little extra support. Inhale, lift the heart, and as you exhale, come into a reclined standing back bend. Keep going until you find your edge. Make sure you can breathe there, very important. And try and lift and extend up out of the lower back to draw the sensations up the entire length of the spine rather than just compressing the lower back. The next inhale, let's come back to neutral, arms overhead, palms facing one another. And as you exhale, bend the knees deeply for chair pose, Utkatasana. Your feet can be touching or hip distance, but position your knees directly above the heels. Lift the toes momentarily, bring the weight into your heels, and sink the hips down. Relax the toes. Draw the arms back to open up the chest and the abdomen. And if you find it's going into your back as a sort of back bend, take the tailbone and tuck it under you slightly. Take a deep breath in, keep knees and hips facing forward, and as you exhale, turn to the right side of the room with open arms. Reach fingertips forward and back, palms face the wall, and arms go parallel with the ground. As you inhale, return to center, and exhale to the left side, same exact thing here. The hips should not move, but the shoulders do. Inhale, come on back to center. And exhale, release into forward fold, Uttanasana. Take the back of the wrist to the ground to stretch the back of the wrist. You can even make two fists if you'd like to draw the stretch up into the forearms. With the next inhalation, come to your fingertips or take hands to the shins, lengthening the spine. As you exhale, plant the hands and step back to the top of a push-up, plank pose. If plank is difficult, please modify by dropping your knees. Do the same if push-ups are difficult. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, bend the arms. Come halfway down so your elbows hug your ribs. Inhale, push the feet back, come into upward dog, resting on the tops of the feet and the hands alone. Knees and thighs are off the ground, arms and legs are straight. Exhale, bottom of the push-up, hovering about 4 inches above the ground. Drop knees if necessary. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back to downward facing dog. That sequence of postures is called a belly down vinyasa. If you find it difficult at first, know that it's done the same way every time. And with repetition, it gets much, much easier. Let's set up for a right side down vinyasa. We'll bring our left hand in the sky in side plank, stacking heels, knees, hips, and shoulders. To modify this, you take the top foot, the left foot, underneath your hips, and that will allow your hips to move but support them. Exhale, lower the hips and hand toward the ground. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, left foot steps forward to a lunge. Turn right 180 degrees. Good. Inhale, warrior one, Vita Bhadrasana, one pose. Get the front foot and knee pointing straight ahead. Lunge the knee so it's right over the heel. And try and get that right thigh parallel with the ground or as close as you can. Take the left foot, firmly planted on the ground, left leg straight, and draw that hip forward as you draw the arms back. I'd like you to feel a stretch that extends from your left heel through your left wrist as best as you can without creating any sense of strain. Breathe and feel. Good. Let's take a deep breath in. As we exhale, release to the bottom of our push-up. Low plank, belly down vinyasa. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. Good. Let's set up for a right side down vinyasa, left hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, everything lifts up. Exhale, left foot forward to a lunge. Turn right 180 degrees. Inhale, warrior two, side facing variation. The legs are very similar to the warrior one, but now the hips and shoulders orient to the left wall. The arms go parallel with the ground. We keep that knee and foot pointing straight ahead. If you'll reach your fingertips like you're trying to touch opposite walls, your arms should very naturally go parallel with the ground without looking or thinking about it. From there, let's take a deep breath in, and as we exhale, release to the bottom of the push-up or the arm balance, Ekapada Kondyanasana A. If you don't know that pose, we'll learn it another time, okay? Shoot back, belly down vinyasa. Let's come back to downward facing dog. That completes side one of the floor warm-ups. These warm-ups focus more on leg and arm strength. Let's do side two. Come into position for a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Good. Side down vinyasa. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, everything lifting up. We're going to exhale the right foot forward to a lunge and turn left 180. Inhale, warrior one, Vita Bhadrasana one. So in my classes, it's much more important what you feel in a pose than how it looks. I want you to feel the left thigh working out, getting stronger here as you lunge deep into your warrior. I want you to feel the right hip and the whole right side of the body stretching and lengthening, opening. Try and keep those arms up overhead. That's part of the pose. Drawing them back will help create that sense of opening along the right side. Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Follow your breath and come back to downward facing dog. All right, set up for another left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're going to exhale right foot forward to a lunge and turn left 180 degrees. Inhale, warrior two, side facing variation. Good. So take your time, adjust your pose. You might need to visually check, that's fine. But see if you can have some time, I recommend about 3 or 5 breaths, where you're no longer adjusting or changing things. You're just holding there, and you're letting whatever needs to come up in this moment arise. And you're doing that without reacting to it. Non-reactiveness is something we're trying to cultivate with our yoga practice, where instead of changing and moving and fixing with every change in our sensations and awareness, we hold steady, we breathe there, and we allow things to come and go in our awareness. And again, we notice that we are that space of awareness. We do not need to react to everything that appears or changes within that space. Let's take a deep breath. Exhale, cartwheel down. Bottom of the push-up or arm balance. Follow your breath. Come on back to the downward facing dog. All right, we're almost done with the floor warm-ups. Walk your hands back towards your feet and take a squat just off of your mat. Be mindful of those who are behind you. We'll now learn what's called a chakra vinyasa. Chakra is a wheel or a circle. The chakra vinyasa is a somersault. And what we're learning is by somersaulting and spinning, doing things like that, we can develop a better vestibular system. That's your inner ear, okay? So this is one way to get better at balancing. So the key is to do it safely. We don't want to strain our neck. To do it safely, you need to keep your chin tucked to lift your hips high and place the back of your head on the ground. It looks like this. Okay? It's really not a big deal, but if you think you're going to hurt your neck doing that, just step forward and sit down. If you're going to chakra vinyasa, go ahead and let those in front of you do it first, and then that way you can avoid bumping into them. Okay? So go right ahead. Remember to keep the chin tucked as much as you can. Very important. All right, good. All right, now we're going to learn belly up vinyasa. First thing I'd like you to do is place your hands on the ground alongside your hips, knees bent, and then lift your hips up and pull your hips through your hands, so you need to be able to swing through. If you cannot, place your hands on 2 blocks, okay? So it's kind of a proportion thing. The length of your arms is going to affect that more than anything. All right, inhale, lift up into an inverse tabletop. As you exhale, bend your arms. That's called a tricep dip, and it doesn't work unless you bend your arms. But let your hips come down as you do. Inhale, lift back up. Exhale, pull the hips through the hands and lift one or both legs. Repeat. Inhale, come on up. Exhale, bend the arms. Inhale, lift up. And exhale, pull through and lift. Good. 2 more. Inhale, up. Exhale, the arms bend. Inhale, lift back up. Exhale, pull and lift both legs. Last one. Deep breath in. Exhale, drop down. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, pull and lift. Good. All right. Chakra vinyasa backward takes a little more practice because you need to use momentum. And it takes a while to know how much momentum to use. Once again, we'll let those in the back row go first. Make sure they're back before you. Or actually, is it the other way around? No, yeah, back row first. So here's what it looks like. Hands by your head, roll back, land in downward dog. Okay? So again, you might want to go home, practice first. It's up to you. Okay? Let's come back to downward facing dog. All right, very good. All right, now we're warmed up. So we're going to get a little deeper into our body by holding and repeating some movements. Let's start with the left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting back up. Exhale, right foot forward to lunge, turn left 180 degrees. Good. Now, step your left foot back to meet your right foot and exhale, lower onto your abdomen. Once you get onto your belly, take your hands alongside your hips, palms down. Bring your legs parallel with one another. Then lift one half of your body, insert the arm underneath, and do the same on the other side. So you're like this, pinkies touching, laying on your arms. Now, if that hurts for some reason, just bring the hands alongside your hips instead. Okay, palms down. Mouth, chin, or forehead on the ground, legs are straight. Feel your hip points, okay? Keep the hip points on your arms or on the ground or as close to the ground as you can. Now, inhale, lift the right leg up off the ground. Keep it straight and keep the right hip down. Feel the muscles in your buttocks, in the back of your thigh, and maybe your low back engage. Exhale, lower the leg back down. Good, we're gonna do that four more times. So inhale, lift the right leg only. Good, exhale, slowly down. Three more times, inhale up, maybe you go a little further, hip stays down, exhale, lower the leg. Two more, inhale up, nice and slow, exhale, slowly back down. Last one we're gonna hold, so inhale, lift it up. Now when we move dynamically or we hold for a short amount of time, we use one type of muscle tissue that draws its strength from inside the cell body. These are called anaerobic muscles. When we hold like we're doing now, or we go for a long run, we begin to use a different type of muscle tissue. So as we hold this, you're likely to experience a point where you feel like you're gonna die, right? That's the sensation of the type 1 muscle tissue running out of fuel. What we want to do is hold past that point and begin to strengthen the type 2 muscle tissue. These are postural muscles. These are the muscles that are needed to go for a long walk or a long run. All right, let's take a deep breath in. Exhale, release the leg. Release your hands. Bring your right hand on top of your left hand. Rest the forehead on the back of the hands. Take a deep breath in and exhale for twice as long. Take a few breaths like that, where the exhale is twice as long as the inhale. All right, hands underneath your chest or underneath your shoulders. Inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, hips up and back to down dog. From downward dog, inhale the left leg up and back. Exhale that foot between the hands. Inhale, crescent lunge. Like a warrior one with the back heel raised. Good. Now, exhale, arms out like wings. You might need to stagger with your neighbor a little bit. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, kick off the back leg, coming to balance on your front leg alone. Arms can stay out to the side. They can come to your heart in prayer, or they can extend out in front of you. Now, let's refine this posture. Get your chest and belly to face the ground. Find one spot on the ground to look at. Take the left hip or right hip and lower it down level with the left hip. Simultaneously, engage your butt and the muscles in the back of your leg. Lift the right leg up high. Lift it up actively the whole time, okay? Those muscles on most people get very weak, so it might be very difficult to lift it up. But keep trying. Good. Inhale, come all the way up to stand. Join palms overhead. Exhale, forward fold. Back of the wrists to the ground. Release those wrists. Inhale, half lift or crow pose. Exhale, bottom of your push-up. Belly down, vinyasa. Back to downward facing dog. Okay, from downward dog, let's set up and position for a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Good, exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're gonna exhale the right foot forward to a lunge and turn left 180 degrees. Good, let's step the left foot back to meet the right foot and lower down on the exhale to tabletop position. Tabletop. So the hands are under the shoulders, knees are under the hips. Fire hydrant. Inhale, lift your left leg out to the left with the knee bent like a dog going to the bathroom. Okay? You get the idea. All right, now we'll make rotations with that hip. As you exhale, draw the knee forward, down, inhale the knee back and up. That's one rotation. Let's do four more like that. Nice and slow with the breath. Your breath should be very deep and full, slow. So the movement also needs to mirror that or match that. That's two. Three. Four, and five, reverse direction. So knee goes back, down, forward, and up for one, two, three, four, and five. Beautiful. Inhale the right leg or left leg up and back. Left leg up and back. Exhale the knee toward your wrist. Bring the foot toward the opposite wrist. Let your hips come down and back into pigeon. We'll do a sleeping pigeon today, so let your torso come forward and down and focus on the stretch in the outside of your left hip and leg. Close your eyes and extend your exhalation. Let's return to the awareness of the mind space or the space of awareness, that vast, infinite awareness or space in which the entire class is taking place. My voice, the music, the sensations in your hip, the sound of your breath, and the sensation of breathing are all contained within this space. Good. Return your hands to the ground and inhale to a three-legged dog, lifting the left leg up and back. Exhale that foot to the ground, returning to down dog. Then inhale, come to your toes between the hands, and as you exhale, step, jump, or float to the front edge of your mat. Inhale, reverse swan dive up to stand, joining palms overhead. As you exhale, bend both knees as you bring your arms out like wings, coming into a modified chair pose. Good. You can stagger with your neighbor. And with the next inhalation, draw the left knee over your right ankle. Foot flexed, knee out to the side. So you're not locking the knees, right? The ankle. Okay? Ankle. Ankle over the knee. Yeah, ankle over the knee. You got it. All right. Now, exhale. Sink your hips down and bring your chest against your shin. Feel the stretch of the outside of the left hip. There must be no strain in the knee. Very important. If there's any kind of strain in either knee, stop or come out of it till there's no more strain. Otherwise, you can sink down quite a bit and fold in half and really intensify the stretch, the outside of that left hip. At the same time, you're working your vestibular system, your sense of balance, and you're strengthening the right thigh. Try and keep the arms in the air if you can. That's going to help you with your balance. Good. Inhale, reverse, coming up to stand, joining palms overhead, both feet on the ground. Exhale, forward fold, release. Take the back of the wrists to the ground, give them a nice stretch. Inhale, half lift or crow pose. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa, return to downward facing dog. Good. Exhale to a kneeling position. And go ahead and sit up in a kneeling position. We call that Virasana. I'll show you our peak posture today, which is called Galavasana. Sometimes in English it's called flying pigeon, but Galavasana doesn't actually mean flying pigeon. So I'm not sure what Galavasana means. So we're bringing the left leg into an external rotation. We'll be taking the right leg into hyperextension. The arms need to be strong enough to support the weight of the body in a bent position. The core needs to be strong enough to stabilize the hips and the rib cage. The posterior chain back here needs to be strong enough to lift the right leg. We also need a good enough sense of balance If all of these things are not in place, then we won't be able to do the pose. Okay? So I'll show you what it looks like. We come into the same position that we were just in, but this time we'll bring our hands to the ground, hooking the foot over the upper right arm. I bring my gaze forward because I tend to move in the direction I'm looking in, and I want to go up, not down. Then I shift weight off of my back foot and lift it up. Okay? At that point, that might be as far as I go, but if possible, I'll extend the right leg behind me, coming into the full expression of the posture. Okay? You can see why it's called flying pigeon. So what I'd like you to do is to take each step one at a time, and you stop when you begin to feel like you're really challenged. Then I want you to breathe there, pay attention to what's challenging. Is it balance? Is it strength? And then breathe through that. It may dissolve, it may not. So if you find as you hold there and breathe, maybe you can take a step further after a few breaths, maybe not. So let's come to stand at the front of the mat, and we'll give it a shot. It really does not matter whether or not you can do this or not. There are much bigger problems in the world than whether or not we can do Galavasana, okay? So keep it light, keep it fun. All right, inhale, arms up. Exhale, arms to the side, bend the knees. Good, inhale, left knee over right thigh, foot flexes. And exhale, fold in half. Then, next step would be, can you get both hands to the ground? If you can, get the palms flat and bend the arms if possible. Now, rest the left shin on the back of the arms. Hook the foot over your right arm, and then see if you can begin to shift weight forward until your right toes get light. When the right toes get light, see if you can retract that leg, lift it off the ground. Then, the final step, the piece de resistance, is to lift that leg up and back behind you, extending it. It may take a lot of practice before that happens, that's fine. Once you're done, lay on your abdomen, relax, take it easy, and breathe. Don't kill yourself. We've got another side to do. So conserve your energy. Okay, you'll get another shot at it on the other side. Let's rest the right hand on top of the left hand, forehead on the back of the hands, and rebound there. Use long exhalations, twice the length of the inhale, to calm and relax your body very quickly. One sign of health in yoga is a flexible nervous system that can go from very active to very passive in almost no time at all. All right, hands under the shoulders. Inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. Let's walk our hands back towards our feet. Take a squat just off of your mat. As many of you have heard me say before, squatting is one of the best things you can do, so squat as much as you can. See if you can get those heels on the ground. In yoga, that's called Malasana. From Malasana, tuck the chin, round the back, lift the hips, and chakra vinyasa forward. Again, if you don't feel like it's safe for you to do so, skip it and just step forward, sit down. Try and wait for those in front of you to go so you don't knock them over. All right, seated, we're going to stretch our arms now. We'll mirror what we did in the hips and the shoulders. The shoulders can do whatever the hips can do and then some. So we'll bring the right hand behind us, palm down, fingers face away from us. Okay? Legs are in front of us, knees are bent. Then as you exhale, walk that right hand back. Let your torso come down toward the ground and let your left forearm rest on the ground alongside your left hip, okay? Keep going until you feel a little stretching here in the glenohumeral joints, okay? If your left forearm doesn't come to the ground, you can put it on a block. If you feel it in your elbow instead of your shoulder, put a little micro bend in your elbow, okay? A little bit of a bend in your elbow. Keep it in the shoulder. Close your eyes, extend your exhale, and try and take 5 breaths. Try and keep the shoulders squared, so there's a tendency to sort of roll off to one side. See if you can keep them more or less squared, left and right shoulder, both facing the wall in front. That's called hyperextension of your glenohumeral joint. All right, inhale, let's come back up. And we'll bring the left arm into what's called an external rotation. So take your left hand, take the thumb and wrap it in the four fingers. Bend the elbow and place the elbow on the right knee, the opposite knee. Then you want to take your chin to the inside edge of the wrist, the pinky side edge. It's not this, it's this, okay? So you're pressing that forearm down towards the opposite knee. You can reach down and grab your right foot with your right hand and draw your right shoulder closer to your right knee. The sensation is felt here. That's what you're going for right there, okay? Once you've got it, close your eyes, extend the exhale, 5 breaths. So you want to go more this way. So move your arm more this way and go down that way. You feel it now?
Yep.
Good. All right, let's release. And let's do 4 belly-up vinyasas. So hands alongside the hips. Again, if you have trouble with any of these, you don't quite feel it, just come see me sometime and we'll go over it. We'll spend a little more time. All right, inhale, let's lift the hips up. Exhale, bend the arms, strengthen those triceps. Good, inhale, lift back up. Exhale, pull the hips through the hands, lift one or both legs. Repeat, inhale up. Exhale, dip down. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, pull through and lift the legs. Good, 2 more times with the breath. Exhale, inhale, and pull. Good, last one, deep breath in. Exhale, down. Inhale, up, and pull all the way through. Good, chakra vinyasa backward. Back row first, then second row, third row, fourth row, okay? And again, if you can't do it, just skip it. It's no big deal. Everything is just an opportunity for us to move our body, to stress our body, which is good. But if we think we're going to hurt ourselves instead of just actually benefit, then we want to skip it. All right, nice work, guys. Let's hit the other side. We'll start with the right side down vinyasa, left hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, left foot forward to a lunge, turn right 180. Good, step the right foot back to meet the left foot. Exhale, abdomen, come all the way down. Hands alongside the hips, palms down. Bring them underneath your body entirely, if possible. So you're laying on the arms, palms down, arms are straight, okay? All right, this is called Ardha Shalabhasana. So feel the hip points, keep them down, mouth, chin, or forehead to the ground. Inhale, lift just the left leg up as high as you can, legs straight. Good, exhale, lower it down. Let's do that 4 more times. So inhale, lift it up nice and high, slowly. Exhale, slowly back down again. Use control. Good, 3 more. Inhale, and exhale. 2 more times, deep breath in, lift it high. Exhale, lower it back down. Good, last one, we're gonna hold it. So inhale, come on up and hold. So again, let's go ahead and try and exhaust those anaerobic muscle tissues so we can get to the aerobic muscle tissue and strengthen that. And again, there's going to be a feeling of like, oh my God, right when you hit that point. See if you can hold past that. And notice that you can. There may be a lot of sensation there, but if you, again, take what in Zen we call the backward step, you step back into that space of awareness, you notice that the sensation is actually very small. You're much bigger than that sensation. It can't ever overwhelm you. Let's take a deep breath in. We're going to exhale, release that leg. Let's bring the left hand on top of the right hand. Rest the forehead in the back of the hands. We'll take a deep breath in and exhale twice as long. Take several breaths like that. All right, hands underneath the shoulders. Inhale, come on up to top of your push-up, and exhale, downward facing dog. All right, from the downward facing dog, go ahead and inhale the right leg up and back. Exhale that foot between the hands. Inhale to crescent lunge, Ashta Chandrasana. Exhale, hands out like wings. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, kick off to airplane. The arms can stay out to the sides. They can come to your heart. They can go forward. Let's refine this a little bit. Chest and belly face the ground. Left hip rolls down, but left leg lifts up. I know that's not easy, but that's the action you are trying to create here. So do your best. Feel those muscles. They may be very reluctant to engage the muscles in the posterior chain, but let's get them stronger. Good. Inhale. Let's come all the way back up to stand. Arms up overhead. Touch palms. Lift the heart. Exhale. Forward fold. Uttanasana. Inhale. Half lift or maybe a crow pose. Exhale. Bottom of your push-up. Belly down vinyasa. Back to downward facing dog. Good. From downward dog, let's set up for a right side down vinyasa. Left hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're going to exhale, left foot forward. Turn right, 180 all the way around. Good. Step the right foot back to meet the left foot. Exhale, tabletop. From tabletop, inhale, right leg, fire hydrant. Good. Exhale, knee forward, down. Inhale, knee back and up. That's one. Let's do four more. With a slow breath, a steady rotation. Notice if you're speeding up or slowing down partway through. See if you can even that rotation out. That's three. Four. And five, reverse direction. Same thing. Knee goes back and down on the exhale, forward and up on the inhale. For one, two, three, four, and five. Good. Kick it back. And then exhale the knee toward your wrist, the foot to the opposite wrist, hips down and back. Excuse me, torso forward and down. Pigeon. The outside of the right hip is our target. That's the most important thing, that you feel a releasing of the tension in those muscles. Close your eyes, extend the exhale, and take five breaths. Hands under shoulders. We'll inhale to three-legged dog with the right leg lifted up behind us. Exhale to down dog. Inhale to your toes. Exhale, step, jump, or float to the front edge of the mat. Inhale, reverse swan dive up to stand, arms overhead, palms touch. Exhale, bend the knees, arms out like wings. Stagger with your neighbor. Okay, now we'll inhale. Right ankle over left thigh, foot flexes, knee out to the side. Exhale, hips down, chest down, arms to the side, gaze forward. I call this flying pigeon or balancing pigeon. Okay? So imagine you're a pigeon, you're flying through the air. Breathe. The lower your hips go and the more your chest comes to your shin, the deeper the hip opening. But there must be no strain in the knee. Good. Inhale, come all the way back up to stand. Release the foot. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift, crow pose, handstand even. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa, return to down dog. From down dog, exhale to a kneeling position. Let's review very quickly. So on this side, right ankle over left thigh, foot flexes, knee out to the side. Right? From this position, the next step would be hands come to the ground. Then I want the palms flat, the arms bent, shin comes to rest in the back of the arms. Toes wrap over the upper left arm, gaze forward. Then I shift weight until my toes get so light they lift. Once they do, I actually engage the leg, lift it up higher. From that point, I see if I can extend the leg back into the full expression of the pose. Okay? So let's come to stand at the front of the mat. We'll try it just step by step. If you go as far as you can, you will benefit as much as you can. Okay? All right, inhale, arms up. Exhale, chair pose, arms out the sides. Flying chair, if you will. Inhale, right ankle over the left knee, foot flexes. Exhale, hips down, chest down. Then next step would be release the hands to the ground, palms flat. Bend the arms, rest the shin on the back of the arms. Try and hook the toes. Then it's about weight. It's about balance. It's not really necessarily that much about strength. Okay? Explore that balance point. If you get it, try and lift the leg. If you got that, extend the leg behind you. 5 breaths is plenty. Then relax on your abdomen. Take it easy. From here, inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. From down dog, walk your hands back towards your feet. Squat, malasana. And from malasana, chakra vinyasa forward. Front row first. All right, beautiful. Let's stretch our arms. So from a seat, feet on the ground, knees bent, take the left arm behind you, palm down, fingers point back, and as you exhale, walk that hand back, walk it back, walk it back, as far as it will go, and then you'll feel stretch in your shoulder. Let me make something clear. You are not trying to force your shoulder open. You're just trying to go far enough so that you feel the shoulder. There's a difference, okay? I don't care how flexible you are. I'm not trying to make you more flexible, okay? I'm trying to stimulate different joints in your body. That's all. You might become more flexible in the process. You might not. I could care less. It's not important. Find the stimulation. Close your eyes. Deepen your breath. And feel the tension release from the shoulder. When you release tension from your body, you allow the free flow of what's called chi or prana. That's life force energy. When chi and prana can flow freely, your body maintains itself. It stays healthy without medicine, without a whole lot of extra to do. If there's tension in the different parts of the body, your body cannot heal and sustain itself. This is the very theory behind asana practice. All right, inhale, let's come on up. Let's do the right arm, external rotation. Wrap the thumb and the 4 fingers. Bend the elbow. That right elbow goes to your left knee. And then you take your chin to the pinky side and try and force that down toward the opposite knee. You can grab hold of your left foot with your left hand and draw the shoulder down. So you're basically got it. You want right there, and then you're moving that way. Do you feel it over here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. You got it? Joan, you good? You feel it out here? No?
Not as much.
Right there is where you want. So press right here. Do you feel it now?
Mm-hmm.
right there. Esther, you good? You're on the wrong elbow, or you're on the wrong knee. There you go. Mm-hmm. Chin right there, and you force it down this way. You should feel it right there. All right, let's release. From here, go ahead, Chakra Vinyasa back. So let's do the back row first. And then exhale onto your abdomen. Good, let's bring the right hand on top of the left hand, forehead on the back of the hands. Take a deep breath in, exhale twice as long. Let's finish with a little twisting. So bring your arms out at the sides, palms down, mouth, chin, or forehead to the mat. Bend both knees. Keep the feet in the air. And very gently just drop both feet toward the left side. They might go all the way or just a little bit. It's fine either way. Then inhale, knees back through center, and exhale over to the other side. And then continue to follow your breath side to side, just gently. You can play footsie with your neighbor if you like. It's up to you. Alright, you can repeat that as many times as you like, but when you feel that you're done, press back into Virasana, kneeling position, like we did earlier when we were watching the demonstration for the arm balance. Alright, so we'll do a dynamic kneeling twist. So inhale, come on up to this position, knees about hip distance. As you exhale, sit back down and twist to the left, dropping your arms toward the ground or toward your knee. Inhale, come back up. Exhale, other side, same thing. Good. So continue, knock over as many water bottles as you can, and you get a free class. Good, that's two. We're going to do three more. Two more times. And one more time. Good. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, child pose. Inhale, sit on up, cross the ankles, and bring the feet out in front of you. If you're in the back row, I'll ask you to turn around so that your feet are facing that wall. Extend legs and arms out in front of you, and as you exhale, slowly roll back onto your back. Bring your legs in for one last squeeze. Give them a hug. And then take hands under the hips, extend your legs up, lift your head and neck, look at the toes. As you exhale, gradually lower the legs. Hover just above the ground as you take a deep breath in and tense all the muscles holding the breath in. When a strong urge arises to relax, honor that urge and relax completely on your back in Shavasana. In Shavasana, I'll invite you to just let your body be still for about 6 minutes. This will allow your body to heal and restore and rejuvenate itself. I'll be coming around with a cool towel for your forehead, so just relax. begin to deepen your breath, move your body, stretch, and wake yourself up. When you're ready, come on up to seated. Finish us, join our hands together at the heart center in Anjali Mudra. Take our hands from the heart to the head and bow our heads to the heart. Namaste. So thank you for sharing your practice. I'd like to invite you all to come to my November retreat, which will be November 4th through 6th. It will be 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it's up in North Georgia, so it's only about an hour and a half from here. Really, the purpose is not to go someplace else, but really to go inward. So we do a lot of practices and longer practices. The focus is mainly the yoga, but it's in a beautiful, beautiful space up at the top of a mountain. So if you'd like more information, grab a card, and you can get more information on my website. I'll also be at the Dirty South Yoga Fest this weekend with Aaron Rogers, who's also a teacher here. So if you can, come on out and join us. Otherwise, I'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks.